This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
You try to cover a big part of the parik today. Today, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, I'd like to discuss Milchemes Gidayim, Milchem of Gidayim. Now, I use the words Milchemes Gidayim because people don't realize the importance and the chashivos and the significance of this Milchama with the Hey Hayidia, Milchemes Gidayim. I walked over to any bachur in gemat, tell him Milchemes Gidayim. He'll say, "I'm not so bekant in Tanakh," you know, that's, which is normal. But Abaisai, if you look at the importance and the significance of this Milchama, already in the Torah there was a nevuah about this Milchama. Sayan Kivovinu mentions it. Meiser Rabbeinu mentions it. If you look at Parshas Vayechi, in Pasuk Yutes, we know that Yankiv Avinu switches his hands. He puts his hands on the cotton, Ephraim and Adam Menashe. Says the Pasuk, "True, Yadati b'ni Yadati shuabcher." Big things are going to come out of Menashe. What's going to come out? Yeah, the big things that are going to come from Menashe. Sha'osid Gidayim Lotzeis Mimenu. Sha'kadosh Baruch Hu Eisen Nes Al Yodei. And it's this Milchama that he's referring to. This big Milchama, this big Nes. It had a chain. Yankiv Avinu already talks about this gracious ness, was gained sign, la osid, maybe say, Algidei Gidayim, loses sign, half lower fella. Tell me that we're not nisim all over Tanakh, Mevetikazachin. Where's the Yontif Lacherei Bazei? It's interesting. I mean, we know Chanukah, Mitpurim, Mit. Alle nisim. That we celebrate Veis Mendacha, but does Milchemes Gidayim? It's imitz of Veis Milchemes Gidayim. Interesting. It's already singled out as one of the great futures of Klal Yisrael. Yigdal Laom Gidal Graces Av. Where does Moshe Rabbeinu talk about it? Bechayr Sheirai Hodar Loi. V'kan ne'ra'im kano v'hem yinagach amim yachdov afsei. That's v'hem river v'isefrayim. That's going on Yeshua's Milchames. V'hem alfi menashe zotrashi. That's the alafim that we're going to learn in this perik. That menash, that gidoin. What's come from menashe teris kahalget. So ready, b'chayr sheirei hadaloi. The chayim is masber. What's the hadaloi? The rabbeinu shleilu shenkeit. Is that oisim del mulcham? Yeah, hadaloi. See, so the chayim. Yeah, cook the chayim in the chayim akad. B'chayr sheirei hadaloi. The rabbeinu shleilu shenkeit. Shenkeit. But one thing we see as Milan Pashta Chumash Rashi, that this Milchama that we're going to learn in Perek Zayin Rabbeisai Nitzdam, as they zok min Yiddish Nitzdam. It's unbelievable Milchama. It's one of the important, maybe one of the most important Milchamas and Nisan that happened to Klal Yisrael to the point that Nevuas already was said by Yankif Avinu and Meish Rabbeinu. A about this upcoming Milchama. And I show you that the Chaim calls this Hodaloi. The Rebbeinu Shleilum's Hiddel, the Shinkai for the Rebbeinu Shleilum. From the Reis and Del Milchama. What's made the Chaim? So if you read the Pesukim, it's pretty clear. Let's read the Pesukim Rabbeisai. Pasuk tells us, Apeladik and Meisen, as the Rebbeinu Shleilam discusses with Gideon the plans of the Milchama, the outline, and for Vos, the way I want the Milchama and why. And that is, Vayashkin Yerubal Hu Gideon, Pasuk Aleph, they're standing on the Machne Midyan, and they're ready to go to war. Yem Hashem el Gidayin, Zokter Bashefer zu Gidayin, Ravo Masher Itach. Too many people. Your army is too big. It's too big, Metitius Midyan Biodom. I can't give Midyan over. It's too many people you're going to war with. Pen Yispoel Olai Yisrael Leimer. That's what our Chaim says. Ah. What's the problem? Oh, Klal Yisrael is going to walk around. You spoil. Right? Who is the Hoyd the Adar? It's the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And we're afraid that Klal Yisrael is going to walk around saying, it's me. The Meila, I can't send them like this little Muhammad. And that's what Dar Chaim says it means. Bechayr Shairai Hadar Loi. The Rebbeinu Shem was makpid in this Muhammad. The Tiferes, the credit, should go to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. What does it mean? Was Vilman that this? I'll ask you the kasha simpler. Who cares who gets the credit? Abi Yisvelt Lemaise. You know what the Eibishter planned over here? Amerit Kazach. What are we going to do? We're going to cut away 3/4 of the army. First of all, as the Pesukim read on, whoever was afraid, next war, maybe we'll cut back to you. The Pasuk says, how many came back? 22,000. But 10 were left. 20 went home, 10 were left. After the Rebbeinu Shleilam, still too many. It's not good. I got to cut it down more. How are we going to do that? Take them down to the water, and we'll see how they drink. Whoever drinks, kneeling on his knees, shiktamahem, zabdrashi favas, stomach once did avoy deserve it. That was the way they used to do it. I tell you to drink. That's how the stomach's in the genes, vimazak. Ta'id, yiddish akindalach veglamom zain makpid. It's a leg and zusammen the hand. They fleck the chrim in minig avi seinu from Europe, as they fleck the chrim in the mefleck zogin, such a tongue with the, it's a sign of a desire. You know, they were so careful that any subliminal sign that you show, echit, shakit, the shaktenu, the sayit, the savenu, stay away from it. So the Rebbeinu Shleilam saying, anyone who bows down on his knees, epis, it's a sign of some, send him home too. Those that are going to lick, which is an interesting lashon, ashiyolik bulshenim and amayim kashiyolik akelev. That itself needs a shir just to explain. Was that the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the heilige bashefedah? Akelev, oh, to der vilich. Del mensch willich. That's why I want to fight. So you believe in 300 menschen. Ja, da meise. Und the seif in the pair exact wie mit gegangen und kommen gegen Midian Millionen sind gewesen. Ki chayla shal svas ayom, they were, the amounts were not to be even described in numbers. And avada, sie gewonnen a gewaltige Ness, and Gideon is Matzliach. Havei say, was is del nafkemina, yispair alai, nish yispair alai. What's the difference? Who gets the credit? I'm Klal Yisrael, dafom ena Yeshua, shika Yeshua. No, you like the kasha? The heilige leve liyahu, kabel in lopian, frek del kasha, in shmeis, he has a whole maimer of der inyan. Favos at Rabbeinu Shleil makit given, that it's I should be the one, that should be clearly I should be the one to get the credit. Yispoyer alai. Und nicht, als klar ist, als er herumgehen, als er trachten, als er das getan. So I would have said, Parshit. Rabbeinu will nicht, als klar ist, als er walk around, think he kann ich immer jetzt im Jahr nehmen. Rabbeinu Shalom darf nicht geben, ein Heiche Timze. That a Yid should walk around thinking, so to take care, the Rabbeinu Shalom cares about our Ruchnius. As I wanted to say, Pashem Shat, the Rabbeinu Shalom cares for the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. So he's not going to make a Ness, which is a stumbling block, but he'll tracht in the Keichi, V'eitzim Yadi. I don't want to discuss the events of the Nisim of 48, Yenes, Nishyes, Yekeichi V'eitzim Yadi. Has a lot to do with what I'm talking about, and I don't want to go into it in more detail, but there's a lot of this nekuda there. The Rabbeinu Shalom is not going to make Nisim in an oifen that Klal Yisrael can walk away and think, Fakel Keichi Veitzim Yodi. It's not that. It's not. Linyaneinu, that's not so bizarre. The Rabbeinu Shalom said, that's ich will machen an Ulcham Ekeg, and that's a Midian. And they can doch teuer sein, bedaß, even in the slightest form, that it's his power, a lie, will ich das nicht. That's not what the rebellion love, and the Heilige Rebbe doesn't say that. That's not what he answers. Ich wollte das eh gesagt. Und es dann, ich sag nicht das eh gut wie rebellion. Rebellion doch gewend, aber Maschkiach, von allen Maschkiachen in Erzischol, rebellion love, ja. Gat Yilal Yo, als er steht in der Gdome von dem Sefer. Rebellion love, ja, says in Yisayt, Rabbi Yisayt. The Rebbeinu Shleilom can't do a ness unless Klal Yisrael will be makirit. Can't be. The ness can't be chal unless there's going to be a Klal Yisrael who's gate us makirit. If Klal Yisrael is not going to identify and recognize the ness, the Chayich has the Nezel Gvaran Gvaran. It should happen. Oh, yeah, I'll try it. Cookst of me a favos. Why? Yeah. A Nes knows be that there's got to be a Akoponim, a nation, a Klal Yisrael, Vos Vidzayin, a Makir Benisai, that he's Makir in the Nes. That it should be clear that they should walk around thinking I'm mocking. He spoiled a lie that it's not that way. What's meant? What's meant? Bel Yelopian. What is the pshat in Del Yisay? You know, Rabbeisi, let's go into the story itself a little to the details and see the heart of the Indian. How many people went? 22 went home. They were left with 10. Zaktumir, mitzen, is nishkeven kenes v'nechanesh. Why did we have to go down to 300, even if we didn't have the 300? Even if it was 10 toys to mention. It's 10,000 compared to velveis v'nechanesh. So anyway, you have the nes. What's made the psukim do? What's made the? See, spare a lie. You just want to make sure that it's nicker. No, that's nicker. Stomach with 30 toys eche given nicker, Mr. The Pasuk says clearly. You know how many people were there? We read in the psukim. Here. The psukim say clearly. How many people? Umidyon. You hear? Look at Pasuk. You base that base. Umidyon v'amole v'chob ne'kedem. Neuflin, Boheme, Karbel, Roiv. Uig Maleim, Ein Mispar. Kichel, Shalsas, Hayom, Roi. So you know, if you had 30 days with Yidalach, Volt Eich gewinnen, Grace and Ness. You cut away 22, geblieben 10, no, not enough. Gotta cut it down to more. Gotta have 300 people that drink water like a caleb.
How do they get so many?
Huh?
How do they get so many people?
That's what came to the army.
They were wiped out by the Midbar. It's only about 100 years later. 80 years later. So how do they get so many people?
You know, I'll tell you the truth.
I don't know.
The numbers are not...
Midian was wiped out.
Listen, the numbers are the numbers. Listen, these were the numbers, Mr. Amin. They were there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't argue about the Pasuk sucks.
It's 40 children.
Akal panim, yeah, takash. It's a good takash. It's a good takash, Rabbeinu. And as 30,000 Jiden gehen, wird das winzige Netz. I'll ask you even a bigger kasha. Tell me, did they go with weaponry to the army? Did they go? Mit gegangen mit Gewehr? In Yiddish ruft man das Gewehr. Did they go with Bixen, with guns? Steht doch klar in Pasuk, hat they say. They went with Scheifres. Steht doch klar in the Pasuk. Vayachatz, es schloish Pasuk, tezayin, rabbi say. Vayachatz, es schloish mezish. Shleisha Roshim, Vayitin Sheifreis, Biat Kulam, Vichadim Reikim, Lapidim, Teichakadim. There were no guns, there was nothing, there was Sheifreis, mit Kadim, and then the Kadim burst, and then the Sheifreis sounded. You know how they all got killed? With each other's swords. The Pasuk says clearly that each one was Doiker, their friend, meaning the Goyim, the Midyanim themselves, killed each other out. See, when Nisim, frag me doch du agamir, dige kashe rabbi, say, so you had a havamina, was you? You planned on what, winning a war without a gun? And then you still think it's you? So I had to cut out Toysen to mention, and on top of that, nachapot Toysen, on the 300 mention. You anyway, if you were sane, couldn't have believed in a second that you won this war.
It was before and after.
What?
It was before, at the outset, cut it down. Now I get the heads in the right place, then...
Not bit. I like it. Reb Chatzkel Levinstein Zecheinu Levracha. Reb Chatzkel in Emunah, in the Sefer Emunah, he has different volumes. El Frek Del Kasha. Frek Del Kasha. Possible. I like your teretz. It's a nice glatter teretz. But Reb Chatzkel says another yisoy. Atidas is dar meshugina keichi veitziyad. I mentioned I'm meshugina. When a person doesn't want to believe, the littlest thing, you could see open nisim when it flies. No, it's mustam, it's hatzatan mitich veizvaz. As evi di meshugoyim haitin trachten, that kriyas yamsuv, it was winds, it was a phenomena based on science. As be vilnish, a mensch vilnish gleben. So he says, the numbers make it, so we went with 30,000 people. You ever feel like what it feels like, 30,000 people? So the bishop says, listen, you're going with nothing. No guns, and no ammunition, and no people guard. No people. To take out any form of, you know how I would say Reb Chatzkel probably meant to say, of security. Well, you go with lots of people, you feel you're among, if I care, completely exposed, no people, no guns. We'll go back to understand the greatness from them milchames midyan and them hadaloi. Them hadaloi. What is them hadaloi? Abay say sifan a meredik ramban. I think we must discuss because it contradicts the entire yisoy that we said and the entire peirik that we're learning, and that is the ramban asks a kash at the beginning of Parshas Noach. How many animals were in the table? Unbelievable. The animals. The amounts. The sizes. Tell me, you believe for 1 minute that the Teva was able to hold two elephant mit zwei Giraffes? It's impossible, sagt der Ramban. They said, sagt der Ramban, enochanami, sie gewähne a gewaltige, gewaltige Ness. Fragt der Ramban, ebadei, mach a größere Ness. Mach a Teva one by one, 1 inch by 1 inch, you get everybody into that. First off, you're right, it wasn't big enough to hold the Bronx Zoo. Good. It was big enough to hold a ganze chamulia for mention. You know what? Make a bigger nest. We'll smash it on there. They've got the Ramban Akashe. Mach a gressere nest. And for the Ramban Svei Terutz. Terutz number one. He wanted they should build a big table for the people. He should be busy with it. And they should ask, you know, as they learned the cheder, they should ask. Table, the bench, the mabugut. So therefore, he had to build a big table. Zweite Terre sagt der Ramban, der Rebbeinu Shleilim tries to be memayit in Nisim. The Rebbeinu Shleilim, when he makes a nest, he tries to cut it down as much as possible. Und lassen den Mensch tun. Nur Talmud Chochem, Freund. Ist nicht kein Stier, zu was wir lernen da? Ich mache mich auf eine Stier. Da sagt man, ich habe mir eine Gekasche. Ich habe gemeint, du wirst mich schön zu... Tanzen von dem Kasche. Also, ich habe gemeint. Nur so, ja, danke mir, den Kasche. Here with the Vaynishlem saying, I want to minimize the miracle more and more and more and more and more to the point that there should be no Makam L'Adam Bechlau. There was no human intervention. Und der Ramban sagt, mir Punkt verkehrt, der Vaynishlem macht Reis in Isam auf ein Eufen, that it must be that there's some human intervention, the more better. The more, the better. So what's the pshat ha-pesai? Mil dachzach. What do you say? Say it.
So it depends on the time. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to make...
Depends on for who he's designed to bench. I'm fixing one word. Not on when, but for who.
He still needs it.
And the Rebbein Yishlam took Nisim in the Bria. The Rebbein Yishlam is master it. The Rebbein Yishlam is anove. It's humility. Aber wenn es kommt zu seinem Kind, Klal Yisrael, der Beispiel goes all out. Oh no. When it comes to my protecting meine Kinder, the Nisim are niflohim ad meid. We're going to get to Pesach. The Nisim. B'ni b'chayri yisols, gechepet mein Kind, gechepet meine. Oh, the Nisim is peledig. Und der Pshat ist, Hashem Yilochem Lochem, Atem Tachrishu, und es kommt zu Klal Yisrael. It's a different anhagad. He's like a little kid. You stay out of it. Kind, I do it all. Just let us sit. Watch. Cook. Mildach Tzadosh and der Pshat HaVeisai. Malchuscho, Rau Bonecho, Bekei Ayom Lifnei Moshe. It's interesting. We say it every day in davening. You have to pay attention. Why by Kriyas Yamsuf? What's the Bonecho? The Teretz Aveisai is the Malchus of the Rebbeinu of the Welt. It could be Behester. Om Hashem Lishkein Barafel. The Rebbeinu Shalom does it behind the scenes. Wenn es kommt zu seinen Kindern, dann Malchus Chesrau, Bonecha, it's open, it's clear, it's you sit on the side, und ich will alles tun für dir. Malchus Chesrau, Bonecha, der Melech, when he protects his child, it's a whole different thing.
What about Purim?
Well, Purim was a special type of a nest, and the truth, we spoke about it last week, and if you want, maybe at the end I'll get back to Purim. With this, Rabbeinu, give me 2-3 more minutes. I'll be here to answer all your kashas. Let's get the Yisayit Club, and let's get back to the psukim, and you'll see what I want. Rabbeinu Yefrech Tocha Kashe. Yeah. And as of, does this muzayin a nes of an oifen, that we're makir the nes. What's the pshat? now I understand the Pshat. Why does a person do such nisim? It's to show the Bonecho that we're Bonecho. It's to show Chibah to Klal Yisrael. The only way the Eibishter could do such a mess, if we're the Bonecho, then I'm Makir the mess. Nisim, and that's what the Ramban is saying, when the Rebbeinu Shlom took Nisim in the Bria, he does it that the more the person involved is better. Hamashem Lishka Marafel, the Rebbeinu Shlom is Anav, it's Anave. Obel, then it's come to Klal Yisrael, Tzukdei Weizen, in order to show us that the V'atem Tachrishu, Hashem Yilachim Lachem, he does unbelievable Moifsim, Muzes Zainov, Azah Oifin, that the Rebbeinu Shloilom is showing, and we're Makir, otherwise he can't do it. Then he goes to the laws of other Nisim, to the rules of other Nisim. Habei say, let me give you a mushal, a story. Recently, I went to a dinner from the yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, they're almost every night, these dinners. Baruch Hashem, Kei Yivu. The more yeshivas, the better. I came into this dinner, and I sat down. The person asked me to come. He's a Rosh Hashiva. He opened up yeshivas. I came. I figured, you know, it's not easy to run a yeshiva. It meant so much to him that I came. You know, like he stopped the speaker and he put me up front to sit with the honorees on the dais. I was so embarrassed. I'm not an honoree, I have no shaykhs to it. I felt extremely uncomfortable sitting there. I felt uncomfortable. As I'm sitting, I'm thinking to myself, you know, Tavos darf trachten sich. I don't think, you're right. For you, you don't belong there, you don't. Why did you think that it's for the other person? Obviously, it means something to him that you came. So therefore, sit there comfortably that you're being mechabed the other person. And I reminded myself of Bibi Yisoy that I learned from my father. My father was once honored by a dinner. And I remember the first thing, you know, they come with the video that you got to give the speech. So I remember what my father told me. He said to me, Ich kum nicht nemen kovet. Ich kum gebet kovet. Not about me getting covered, it's about me giving the covered. When a person thinks in that light, then it doesn't feel uncomfortable for character. You go and the person feels honored by having you, so don't think it's your covered. It's that person's covered. The Rebbeinu Shloim, when get covered, and as Ervil covered, he go, because it's not as Mirzal Fashtein. Before the Rebbeinu Shlom is mechabed uns, as mir sind seine Kinder und guck was tut für uns. Think about that, Beisai. You know, and again, I really ask of you. It's, you see, time constrains me to tell you the entire thought that goes through my mind. Take this with you a little bit. Think about it. Wifel the Rebbeinu Shloim is grace. Und wifel the Rebbeinu Shloim tracht mir seinen grace. Und wie viel hat uns lieb, stell sich vor, wie groß wir sind. It's extremely important to realize the Rebbeinu Shlom's greatness in context that we are great, because look, the Rebbeinu Shlom stellt sich up tonfounds this and this by himself. I'll tell you where I got this from, and then we'll go back to the limud here. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo yelikim kreivim eilof. We're great. Ashaloy elikim kreivim eilov. Kashem elikenu b'chol kareinu eilov. What's the kashem elikenu? I always thought about it. Ki mikoy gadol, ashaloy elikim kreivim eilov, b'chol kareinu eilov. He's close to us when we call him. It's not enough to recognize that we're close to the Rebbeinu Shlom, but recognize who it is. It's Kashem Elikeinu. You got to understand that chelik of it also. It's not me bin nant. Up it zu wem bin ich nant. Kashem Elikeinu. So the Rebbeinu Shloim tut nisim of azah oifin ki goi go'o. Sus v'reich bei. Rama bayam. Where is that gaiva? It's all to show me, Malchuscha, that we are Banecha. What did we answer the Rebbeinu Shloimeh when he showed us Kriyas Yamsuf? Zekeli Vanvehu. What is Vanvehu? That the covet, there is covet here, but the covet blind to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. The Rebbeinu Shloimeh is saying, I do tremendous things in the Bria. But all ganze sach is no favemen ha hoyd va hada le chay olam. It's all about the Eibishter. This is his spoyer alai. Pen his spoyer. See, do an nekuda fun his spoyer. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants that there should be b'chayr shayray hadar. Thank you so much. You made my day. You don't know how you just made my day. You understand what I want now? The Bechayr Shaira, the Hadar, is Lai. It's the Bechayr Shaira, it's Klal Yisrael. But we're fashtein as the Hadar is Lai. This Milchama, it's very important who gets the credit. Because the Rebbeinu Shlom tut of Meir de Gezachin, that we should understand. I make another, do things in a way that it's hidden. No, it has to be out in the open. That we should understand Zekeli. In the Mela we say, Vanveyu, I return that, because look what you were trying. You were trying to be Mahadr me. You were trying to show me I'm going to make a Kriyas Yamsuf, Azevi Bonecha. In return, I'm going to give you back to understand that that's the cover. They say, this is what it is, Pshat. Avada the Nest could have been with 30,000 people, but that would be a big Nest. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants to say more. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to know that it's Yispoyer. And notice the Lashon. I thought it was an interesting Lashon. Pen Yispoyer Yisrael. Yispoyer La Yisrael. Here's the Yisrael. Vavas Meintata. Main tzuzagin as mizol taka habin yispaya. It's taka we should be proud of such a milchama. Abin mizol fashtein. Why was such a milchama? Well, the Rebbeinu Shloim tutuf azal chazak. Today mizol fashtein vasis becha Yisrael asher yispaya. The tiferes is the Rebbeinu Shloim's tiferes klal Yisrael when we get such news.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.